Marshall on 9-1, sir.
President.
How's things going today?
Well, there was no serious trouble, Mr. President. The situation at the shorter school is that the six Negro children went there. They were permitted in, and they are there now. The state highway patrol took care of any trouble that might arise, and so we stayed away from it. Since they went in, there have been 9 white children who have left the school, and it may be that there'll be a boycott, and it may be that there won't. I don't know. I talked to the sheriff of the county who was inside the school and who had talked to most of the student body, and he thought that they would stick to it, which would be very good.
Where is the school?
It's in a small town named Shorter, which is between Montgomery and Tuskegee. It's halfway between to the east of Montgomery, about 15 miles outside of Montgomery.
S-H-O-R-T-E-R?
That's right.
The ticker says that Notasulga, N-O-T-A-S-U-L-G-A.
Yes.
That Mayor Jack Ray today turned away 6 Negro students ordered admitted to an all-white school here, setting the stage for the first major school integration crisis to confront President Johnson.
Well, the federal judge had ordered 6 Negro children into the shorter school and 6 into the Notasulga school. We tried the shorter school first, and because it's easier, and when that went all right, they went up to the Notasulga school. The mayor and city council had met last night, and they had decided that they were going to call the school a fire hazard if any additional children went into it. And so when the 6 children arrived at Notasulga this morning, they were met with the mayor by the mayor, and the mayor informed them that that the school would become a fire hazard if any additional children went into it, and he was so advising the county school board. The children thereupon turned around and went back to Tuskegee. We are considering, Mr. President, what legal steps should be taken about that, because it is, I think, simply an obstruction of the court order. In addition, Mr. President, on the way up to Notasulga, there was one incident that was unpleasant. A white cameraman had sneaked on the school bus. Apparently, the state highway patrol had seen him get on, but no one else had seen him get on. The school bus was stopped by the state highway patrol about 2 miles away from the school, and it was entered by a sheriff named Clark from another county in Alabama with whom we've had a great deal of trouble, and another police officer. And they went after this cameraman with nightsticks and cattle prods and beat him some and got him off the bus and then walked him through a pretty rough mob and protected him all right, and he was picked up by an FBI agent who was just happened to be in the area and gotten out of there. So that was unpleasant. That was the only incident. The people in Notasulga are very, very backward and recalcitrant and don't like the federal government and don't like Negroes. It's a tough town. I think, Mr. President, however, that the that Governor Wallace is going to maintain the peace, and that our problem is going to be that they'll probably close that school.
Mm-hmm. So we just have to wait and see. Now, I'm going to be in New York. Today is that Kennedy dinner this evening, and then tomorrow evening for the Wiseman dinner. I can come back here this evening. Do you think it'd just be prudent to come on back here and work today and cancel my appointments tomorrow up there and go back tomorrow night?
I don't believe so, Mr. President. I don't think it's necessary. I think that what we were worried about today mainly was that the state police would pull out and just let the people in that county take over. and then we would have had very serious trouble. But I think that the way that it is going, Mr. President, is that we may have a school closing, but that you're not going to have this kind of confrontation with the governor.
All right, well, that's good now. You keep in close touch with him. How's your bill going on the Hill?
It's going well, Mr. President. The votes have been pretty safe, and of course, it's every one of these amendments, they come up so fast that they're all very nerve-wracking. But I would say it was going well.
You want to finish it this week?
I think probably Saturday, Mr. President.
I'd make them work late and finish it as quick as I could. I'd drive day and night because it's not heating up very much, and if you can get it by without too much heat, it's sure going to be good.
Yes.
I think you're doing a wonderful job on it, and you talk, let me transfer you to Pierre so you can give him this story so we don't get all hot and bothered, and I don't think we ought to make any comment at all on this stuff.
No, Mr. President, I wouldn't. The fellow is just a mayor of a little bitty town, and I don't think you should get involved in it.
Let me get you to Pierre so he doesn't get involved. Or you want to call Pierre?
I'll call him, Mr. President.
You call him back. Thank you, Bert.
All right.